Well, good afternoon, everyone. It is Friday, December 30th, the year's 2011, and we have been on vacation, thus my absence on sermon audio, and it's good to be back. I'm looking at an article that's a little bit old, but I wanted to get a recording on it, even if it's not going to be viewed by many or listened by many. I still think it's an important issue to discuss. I tried to get to it on Tuesday or Wednesday, but we had no internet connectivity at the ski resort that we, my son Austin and I were at, and so we weren't able to do anything with it. The article is titled, Web Gambling Gets Boost from Obama Administration. Again, Web Gambling Gets Boost from Obama Administration. And it's dated Monday, December 26, 2011, so it's a little bit old. As far as postings go, but it's not old with regard to this idea of online gambling, online poker sites, and now there is a push to provide for you online ability to get to the lotteries. And so that people all over the internet can now wager on various lotteries going on. So person in California could wager in a lottery in Virginia and vice versa through the power of the internet. So no longer will it be necessary in the months and years to come for a person to actually drive to the state. They'll be able to just do it through the internet. The Obama administration cleared the way for the U.S. states to legalize internet poker and certain other online betting in a switch that may help them reap billions in tax revenue and spur web-based gambling. So this is really the issue. This is the discussion or the source of the move towards this is that the federal government is broke and needs your money, and it needs as much of your money as it possibly can get to deal with the deficit. So The question is coming now with regard to this thing that they call the Wire Act. And the Wire Act is what regulates online gaming. And the issue is now a suggestion that lottery tickets do not fall underneath the federal anti-gaming law. And so it's going to legalize, that's the push, online purchasing of lottery tickets. Now, for states that are just as broke as the federal government, the lottery becomes a great source of income. And I'm not using the word great in the sense of positive. I'm using the word great in the sense of large, a large source of income. So the question becomes for all of us that call ourselves Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, how should we think about these things? What administration should we side with? Are we okay with this? Should we vote for politicians who are pushing this, or should we not? And you will have to make that decision for yourself in the months and years to come. The article states, and I quote, many of the 50 U.S. states may be interested in creating online lotteries to boost tax revenues and help offset the ripple effect of a federal deficit reduction push. The global online gambling industry grew 12% last year to as much as $30 billion, according to a survey in March by the Global Betting and Gaming Consultatory. Based on the Isle of Man, where online gaming is legal. Federal prosecutors in April charged three of the biggest internet poker companies with fraud and money laundering, along with violations of another federal law, the Unlawful Internet Gaming Act of 2006. The government outlined an alleged scheme by owners of the three largest online poker companies, and then the companies are listed here. And this is the issue. So you see what's going on here. You could gamble through the internet in the future to purchase a lottery ticket. And you might even feel good about it because you know that the proceeds of your lottery ticket are going towards, quote, education, whatever that means. And I say that because We know that in the beginning, U.S. citizens were sold, state citizens were sold the idea of the lottery to help fund education, but since then we know that in many times that money is going all over the place and it's being redirected in various ways, and states are not being as clear or as, what's the word I want to use here, as careful in the management of this money. So, how should we think about this? Well, from a libertarian perspective, we should think federal government get out of the way and let the states do whatever they want. Well, is that the way we should view it? Is that really the direction we want to go with this idea? I want to suggest to you that the problem with the lottery and the problem with continuing to legalize online gaming and to make it as attractive and easy as possible, in spite of the fact that it's a source of revenue for the federal and state governments, the problem with the lottery from a Christian perspective is that it targets a demographic of people within our nation that need the most help, and they are, in fact, the ones that are spending their money on this. So what are you saying? I'm saying that the top 1%, I'm saying that the upper middle class, I'm saying that the people who can most afford to pay taxes are the ones that do not waste their money on lottery tickets. The fact of the matter is it is the people who least can afford the lottery tickets. They are, in fact, the ones that spend their money on lottery tickets. It's not my intent here to try to prove that to you by quoting sites. That's not hard to figure out. All you need to do is Google it. You can do a few minutes of research yourself, and you will find that I am correct, that the demographic that purchases lottery tickets is the demographic that should not be wasting their money. $10 a week, $15 a week, $20 a week, $100 a week, $500, $1,000, $5,000 a year, paying taxes, all on a ploy to get rich and to get rich quick. So as a Christian, we should have a great concern for this demographic of our society that is struggling. And the means of making it even easier for a person to sit at home through an internet connection and to spend even more money on lottery tickets should not be the way we go as a nation. Consider the idea that you just heard that the jackpot was not won, and so it doubled or it increased in size, and you would normally have to go down to a local convenience store in order to purchase a lottery ticket, but now you can sit at home and the temptation is even greater. Click, 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 and 20 bucks is gone. 20 bucks that should have went for milk, 20 bucks that should have went for bread, 20 bucks that should have went into a small savings account, a rainy day fund, an emergency fund, $20 that should have went for diapers is gone. Just gone. All on the hope of winning. And so we as Christians should be very careful that we are not voting for politicians who are doing everything they can to target this demographic and to take even more money from them. Those that have the least end up contributing much to this, all on a hope and a prayer that they, in fact, will win the lottery. Now, setting that idea aside, how about the Christian who can afford to throw 20 bucks away? Should they? Should they? The answer is no. The answer is clearly no. This is not good stewardship of your money. This is not the way that God intends for money to be used, is to take that $20, $25 and buy a ticket with it. A Christian should not have this as a vice in their life. They should not be wasting any of the money that God has given them charge of responsibility to steward in the right direction. throwing this money away all on a desire to get rich quick. You say, where does the Bible say that we should not gamble, or where does the Bible say that we should not purchase lottery tickets? Well, if you're looking for a specific verse, I'm not sure you'll find that specificity that you may be desiring. But if you're looking for principles, if you're looking for a desire to be closer to the Lord and to do things the way God would have you to do it, I want you to think about what purchasing lottery tickets is all about. Isn't it about making as much money as you can without working? Is that God's plan? The answer is no. Is God's plan to prey on millions of poor people and to take money from them so that someone else can become instantly wealthy? The answer is no. Is God's plan to create something in a society whereby somebody can avoid working and become rich? The answer is no. Is this proper stewardship of God's money? The answer is no. And yet I know many Christians see nothing wrong with throwing $10, $20, $30, $40 away towards lottery tickets. What happens when it becomes addictive? What happens when you can't stop? What happens when you're just wasting money towards this addiction? And so the idea of the federal government helping make this easier should not be the case. And you as a Christian should not vote for a politician that is going to make online gambling easier, more accessible, more enticing. Because really, at the root of online gambling is the sin of coveting. You're coveting that which you do not have, and the goal is to make money to purchase that which you can't through illegitimate means. And you say, well, it's legal, so it's not illegitimate. Well, just because the federal government legalizes it doesn't mean that it's legitimate. So let me say that again. Just because the federal government legalizes it doesn't mean it's legitimate. And so we as Christians obey the laws of the land, but then we answer to God Almighty and His standards. And He would not have us to waste money foolishly all on a remote possibility that you might win. That money could be spent or used in much more productive means. So if you have become involved in online gambling or lottery ticket purchasing, I would encourage you to stop. If you can't stop, I would encourage you to get counseling and to get some accountability into your life and to identify this as an addiction and to seek the help that you need. If I can be of any help to you, my email address is pastor@berean, that's B-E-R-E-A-N, baptistchurch.org, bereanbaptistchurch.org. This is Pastor Sean Harris. I hope you have a great afternoon. Looking forward to being back in my place tomorrow. Sunday for the Lord's Day. And I pray you have a wonderful new year.